sugar, and sometimes
kind of
she puts
a glaze over it.
Yeah, and pours it on there. And you call that, have you ever heard it called a dip? She calls it a dip.
No, I don't remember, but I don't know what you're talking about. I guess
I think that's
different,
a real,
people in different areas
different
call
people
it different.
Different areas
yeah.
have different names and everything. Of course, she's a very old lady, too. She's way up in her 80s.
Now, I'm not a cook.
And what about food that you eat in between meals, you call it?
A snack.
And, in those days, like if you were thirsty, like you might ask your mother for
a drink of water.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if you served water at the table, what would you put it in?
A glass.
Well, did you have a lot of trouble with the kids knocking the glasses off and then they get
broken, you mean?
Yeah,
it wasn't but two of us.
Oh, yeah.
And I was 10 years older than my sister.
Yeah. And now, like, when you were growing up, like, living on a farm, when would you eat breakfast?
We ate our breakfast early in the morning because out on the farm, you wanted to get that early before it got hot.
Yeah.
So you would get up about 4:30 or 5 o'clock and get breakfast.
Well, now, like when you work out in the field, you get real thirsty, and
then you'd have to go and get your drink of water.
Yeah, you'd have to go to the pump
yeah.
Well, I guess you had to drink a lot of water. I was wondering about how if you had a lot of trouble with heat exhaustion, that kind of thing. Did you drink a lot of water?
Oh no, not a whole lot, but you would drink. It isn't like nowadays where you have to have ice water.
Yeah.
It's cool water from the pump.
Yeah.
But I remember having to go get a bucket of carry a drink to my dad or mother, and you got to pump.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather used to say, mother's father. I never known a grandparent of my own. But as I say, I was reared by stepmother.
Yeah.
This was her father. And Papa would say, bring me a glass of water from the north side. And when Papa's expert from the north side of the pump, I know what that means. I had to pump a while.
Oh, well, that's funny. Well, like if somebody if you had company to eat with you or something, or not even if you, well, even if it was just the family, if they were standing around waiting to begin, standing around the table, you might say, well, hurry up
and sit down.
Mm-hmm. And then, now if you were talking about people coming in, and you'd say, still talking about sitting down with you, you might say, yeah, I told them to sit down, so they went ahead and
they went ahead and sit down.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted somebody not to wait until something was passed to them again, you'd say, well, just go ahead and
get it.
Mm-hmm. And, if you decided not to eat something, if somebody passed it to you, you'd say, well, no, thank you. I don't believe I'd.
No, thank you. I wouldn't care for anything.
Uh-huh. And if food had been, well, like if it was cooked and then it was served a second time, you'd say it's been.
You mean leftovers?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. And, now, if something's real tough, you'd have to put it in your mouth and
chew it.
Yeah. do you remember what they call a dish that would be made out of just cornmeal and some kind of liquid in it, maybe milk or water, and just sort of heat it and stir it up?
Mush,
yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, another thing I was wondering, did you mostly help, like in the kitchen, did you mostly help with the cooking, or did you mostly help with cleaning up, like when you were a little girl?
Well, both. I helped with both, and especially with dishwashing.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I helped with both.
Yeah.